People who don't like Gary on their watche are the same people who dip their bread in their tea before they drink it. Please, unfollow them. Mama! All right, party people, we're back. We're back. We're back. Hey, it's another exciting Monday. Because what? It is a Sincerely Accra Monday. Yes. Yeah, drop it, drop it. Yeah, drop it. Yeah, drop it, drop it. Yeah, drop it. What's the name? Drop it, drop it. Yeah, drop. Ah, come on. Drop it, drop it. Yeah. Aye. We're back. We're back. It's hot. It's hot. Fresh off the press. The press. Bum, bum. Yeah, drop it, drop it. Yeah, drop it. Yes. Come on, people. We're back. The podcast is back. Go tell it on the mountains. Over the hills and where? Far away. Yes. Mwamu ko Sunday school. You are showing yourself. Good news. Christ died for me and you. Oh my God, people. Listen, if this is the first time you're listening to the Sincerely Accra podcast, my name is Joseph NC. I'm the host of the podcast. But I don't do this alone. I do this with my fair companion, my work husband, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori, who's the co-creator and producer of this podcast as well. Sincerely Accra, that's Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes! Everything that is being spiced up and mixed together, and it's all Kwame's work. Yes. And we want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. Listen, we are signed to the Gold Coast Report, okay? These guys are the premier podcast hosting network, okay? You want to start a podcast? Hit the GCR up, you know? But anyway, listen, guys. It's a great, great, great Monday because we have dropped. Yes, I deem it so. We deem it so. It's now so. We did do a dear, a female dear. Let me see. I always get stuck when I try to sing this song because I have to remember everything before I get through it. So, guys, if you know it, let's do it with me, okay? Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched Sound of Music, honestly, you're not allowed to give your opinion on things. That's just what I want to say. How dare you? Okay, let's go. Do a deer, a female deer, ray a spot of golden sun. Is this pot or drop? Me a name, I call myself, far a longer way to run. So a needle pulling thread, tea I drink with jam and bread. God, I'm stuck. Let me say, so fa so la ti. Do, a note to follow so. That will bring us back to do. Oh, it's a new episode of Sincerely Accra.
The second coming. Sounds of our time. Quark is set. This is some sinister
nonsense.
This is the new anthem for 2004. I change the sound of urban radio to the facts I get. Backstabbing, deep fighting, bullshitting. Fuck it. Official war song. Y'all still can touch
nonsense.
It. Go. Go hammer, go hammer, go hammer. Last one. The beautiful evil.
All right, so listen, it's literally 3:45 a.m. I just got done watching the TGMAs, you know, Telecel Ghana Music Awards. And I just have a few notes. You know, we just had to interrupt everything and just bring this in. Because I have notes. I have notes. First of all, the whole night was going to be a fiasco when the whole Amaray thing started off the night, okay? We heard at the beginning of the show that Amaray wasn't able to perform because, you know, even though they have been planning since April, things that were supposed to be done for her were not done for her. Technical requirements, her technical rider. Like, honestly, 25th anniversary, Amaray, global success, you know? She's like on a tour, doing well. and she's coming back home to perform. And, you know, it's been very interesting. A lot of people wanted to see if, you know, Amaray is going to move a Ghanaian audience because people think, oh, you know, she doesn't have a fan base here. So, I mean, I just feel like that was just, that was a big fumble. Okay. I mean, I will say the stage looked nice. The stage this time around, it looked nice. Yeah, it looked nice, but you know what? It just did. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. I think, for example, seating. Stop putting all of these like big executives and like important people in the front. They don't need to be in the front. You can put them upstairs. You can put them off to the side. Just take them away from the front because they're sitting there and they are convinced that they're supposed to be like prim and proper and not do all of these things. Like if you watch American shows, they do like the, they have like a pit, right? You know, like they do little segments, set stages and stuff inside the stage where like actual fans are who are going to like actually like freak out because artists are performing and sing the song word for word. It's all supposed to help hype the performer. But if you go to the stage, you saw perform you fire, but fan base is not going to be now. Confirm what you need now. Be like, I mean, it's just it takes us out of the vibe. It takes us out of the vibe. We need to do something about the seating, please. It's not necessary. Put them off to the side. Off to the side. They don't have to be directly in front of the stage because it's not working. Also, I don't know how I feel about DJ Black segment. Like, at first, I couldn't get it. When Amanzima came on and they had their little tete-a-tete, I was like, okay, wait. Why do I feel like this was supposed to be a natural conversation, but then it seemed very rehearsed? DJ Black was like, are we going to be getting any hits, new hits or releases from you? From Amanzima. Let's be serious, guys. Like, who is sitting around saying, hey, gee, I wonder when the next Amanzima song is going to drop? Like, come on. Who wrote that script? Like, what was the plan? I feel we could have taken the conversation in a different direction. That was just, you know, I don't know. And then, if yes, mother fangirling, of course, is to be expected. I just don't know. It was an interesting segment and I was wondering what the angle there was, but I guess maybe it's just to have like different POVs. I don't know. And I must say, I don't know what it was, but I just feel like the host did not deliver. Like, I don't know. At least last year, like, you know, usually when we have Belamundi, she always attempts to like be funny in a way that's like, I'm trying for you. You know what I mean? I don't know. This one was very robotic. Like, Nashoka didn't even like, you know, they weren't like, I don't know. In the beginning, they tried to give jokes and stuff. And for me, I was just really pressed because I'm like, it's 10:34. You're starting this award. You've not even like gotten to the first award and we're doing banter. Like, it was not gelling well for me, right? Which, by the way, is my, like one of my biggest pet peeves is the fact that this show just cannot start on time. What is this? You are keeping us hostage for 5 to 6 hours over one award show. Like, come on, guys. Just literally like 3:20 or something. That's when the show ended. I've been watching the show since like 7. Do the math, because you know I hate it. But it's so unfair. Like, do we have to go through this? And this is support. We're supporting the industry. We're interested in seeing it go far. So we are watching. We're like attending. What is this? I mean, what about other people cannot be applied here? You know? Because even when you look at AMVCAs, organized well, started early, finished on time. Like, why must it run into the night? Like, why must it be an all-night service? And then you people will probably be doing after party. About 3:40, you know. After party being a moko. But anyway, I don't know. Something needs to be done. I tweeted about this. I was like, what can we do? But I don't know. But I also want to talk about that damn choir. You know, sometimes, I mean, is it that you didn't have time to do a proper like search to find a choir that was capable of harmonizing, that didn't have a soprano that was like way off? Like, who was in charge of selecting talent? I don't get it. You could have just played a track. You could have just played a fucking track or it just a piano, you know? Just a piano. Because that choir, she yeah me he say omo lead and so jine na na or I say or direct you don't miss a chore. She, you know, now Beckham's my award. Who are my threats? I mean, listen, I know it wasn't a threat, but she was like, you know, winning this award is a blessing and a kiss. Girl, what is this? Give them the award and go. Like, why are you trying to, like, what is this to be foretold? It's to be foretold. Like, what is that? It's a blessing and a kiss. It's a blessing because, and a kiss because, girl, if you don't give us this, give the award to the person and just go. What is that? Ah. Me, like, the whole thing is like, award nache. So every small thing, no, I'm just like, it's unnecessary. Come on, can we move it on? Can we move it on? But anyway, I want to talk about my favorite performances for the night. I definitely enjoyed Ifya. I get what they were trying to do, coming down the, from the ceiling with the ladder or whatever. But, you know, I always see great ideas and concepts, but the execution is where, like, I just, you know. But anyway, the voice carried. So I liked it. Stone Boy was also electrifying. Even though I feel, you know, watching the show, I'm just wondering who is in charge of, like, the production. Not just, like, like equipment and stuff, but like who is selecting the scenes that should be shown at a time, right? Because it just seemed a little bit all over the place for me, you know, like from the back, from the front, like it's just all, I don't think it was well thought out. There was this part where the dancers were dancing to camera and I'm like, okay, who are you supposed to be focusing on? Because we keep getting the dancers, then you give us a shot of Stone, but when somebody's in the middle of like something that I don't know, it was just some way. But you know, I loved the vocal prowess of Stone, but he did well. Another person that I absolutely thing did very well was Mr. Drew. Mr. Drew gets quite overlooked a lot when it comes to the conversation about who is HIM. And I think Mr. Drew should definitely be considered. His singing live and dancing, the coordination, and it's so effortless. You know, it's not very like I'm doing something. It floats off of him, you know what I mean? And this was a great performance. There was a little mic thing at the beginning, but once again, there's always some technical sound hitch. It's just really stressful, you know? The Nasi performance was, you know, at first I was like, why the hell? What is going on? It's taking too damn long for you to just come out to this drum. You know what I mean? I think it was energetic. And that's why I mentioned it. But I really like the throwback set. T-Blaze, woo see, see, yeah, woo, yeah. You know, T-Blaze looks exactly how I imagined him to be. You know, T-Blaze, that about boy, like, he's growing up like a that about man. Like, he looks the fuck good. Yes. Yeah, that was a good time. T-Blaze is like one of Kwame's very favorite artists. Like, you know, he gave us, oh my God. And of course, Miss Bo came. You know, my favorite thing about Miss Bell's appearance was what she was wearing. Okay, she was giving you a bedazzled version of the Rihanna look. Bitch, icons doing icons doing icons. I love it. And like, she didn't do too much, you know, just sashayed, and she lip sunk. Yes, she lip sunk, because let me tell you something. It's fucking 3 a.m. You're not gonna get live vocals from the goddess. Jeez. Ochami was cute. You know, I think that I remembered how much I used to idolize Ochami and his rapping. I just remember it and it was really good. I don't know. He shouldn't have tried to do the backflip. I mean, girl, it's obvious it was like a spur of the moment thing and it didn't give, but it was great. And Nkase, that small one in Nkase still looks the same. Really young, really slim. He hasn't aged, you know? And also I thought Reggie would give us a song or two, but that was an interesting choice. Yeah, but best new artist, you know, honestly, for me, I don't know, in my mind I thought it was going to be Olive the Boy, but then I realized that Paluta was there and I was like, okay, I was telling Kwame, I was like, this is the streets versus the sidewalk, and of course the streets won. Congrats to Paluta. He has an amazing story, by the way. I love that record. I heard it everywhere. I just felt like Good Sin was kind of like a crossover hit anyway, but you know, well deserved. Olive the Boy got an award anyway. And King Promise and that speech, I'm from Nungwa, I don't know, it felt like concession speech, like he knew he wasn't gonna come. But anyway, congratulations to Stone Boy, you know, artist of the year. That record, that album, yeah, it was very well put together, and the whole experience, I mean, I get it. For me, it's well deserved, you know, it's well deserved. So yeah, that's it. I guess I didn't do too much. And also I wanted to just say, those Afro boys that were freestyling behind all the artists that were performing for the like throwback era, like honestly, they didn't have to come out for everybody. I don't know what the directive was, but at least they could have coordinated. And also Afros, that just signified that it was a time, it's like a way back when, is lazy as fuck. These artists were not out in 1990 something. They were, well, maybe they were, but like the Afros, that was from like early on, like the 70s or 80s, right? Like, couldn't you give us like some bandanas, baggy shirts, Kangols, you know? Like, look, can we get creative? But what was that? Plaid shirt, suspenders, trousers, and they were all different fits. It was very, very like, and the wigs, some of them were pushed back. They were not sitting right on the forehead. I don't know. It was just very clumsy. Like, they didn't consider the outfits of the people that were like, performing. Like, Miss Bell's in a bedazzled number, girl. Like, Ochamukwuemeka was giving you a white kaftan and agbada. Like, it just was not gelling. Y'all could have done better. I don't know. And also, who was ever in charge of the, like, pyrotechnics? Why did only two of them come on after Gregory was done performing? Y'all are shady, sabotaging ass niggas. And now back to regular scheduled programming.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind, fulfill my fantasies.
Come on, girl, tell me how you feel. Just give me the light and pass the joe. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Just give me the D's and we be clubbing, y'all. Clubbing, y'all. Y'all make me please and we be tugging now. Tugging now. Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, y'all. Bubbling, y'all. Set to mind the T's, we gotta take it slow. So in the city. The girl them skill out, chick. Shonda Paul, some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Shonda Paul say, well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh. Squadron, come report to duty. Sexy ladies with the beauty, come shake that booty. J.A. girls,
break up, break up.
Rock wide,
break up, break up.
Miami ladies,
break up, break up.
Rock wide,
break up, break up.
NYC girls,
break up, break up.
Rock wide,
break up, break up.
LA ladies,
break up, break up, break up, break up.
Yo, yo.
You got a brushy.
Listen, this is the part of the episode where we get into what is going on. What is going on? What are people saying? What is going on? What we talk about? Oh my goodness. Okay, listen, a lot is going on, but we're going to be focusing on these two things. Okay, the first one we're going to be talking about is the fact that if you're seen on your timeline or you're hearing snit Rock City Hotel, snit Rock City Hotel, da 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 da, don't worry. I know. I'm here to break it down for you so you don't have to do it. I know, because you're stressed, right? Like, the salary hasn't even come. You're already owing. Something in your car is not working. You are stressed. You don't have time to read about every single thing that's trending. Something you just, it's fine to miss out. And I'm here to give it to you bite-sized, okay? All right, so basically this is what's happening, right? Snit wants to share its shares, okay, in four popular hotels. I think I keep seeing four or six, I don't know. But it's trying to sell shares, okay, in its stake in hotels. And some of these hotels are Labadi Hotel, La Palm Royal, Ridge Royal, and Elmina Beach Hotel, okay? They're trying to sell, and they kind of, like, ask people, I think, like, come and submit a bid, basically, right? And the reason why they're trying to do this is they're trying to raise capital and to improve management. Basically, this is a quote that he put out. They want to find a strategic partner to increase efficiency, profit, shareholder value. Oh, okay. So to increase efficiency, profit, shareholder value, and long-term sustainability of the SNIT pension scheme. Girl, they're trying to say they broke. They need money, okay? So they're like, okay, listen, we've got shares in these really big hotels. They're doing well. Who wants to come and buy? You know what I mean? And the agriculture minister, Brian Ichampo, who is apparently, like, the owner of Rock City Hotel. I mean, allegedly, I'm sure some of this is wrong, but I did my best, guys. Listen, I'm going to life, okay? Our Greek minister, no? I think he owns Rock City Hotel, but he's saying that he's a non-executive member of the company. I don't know. It's a lot of things. And that's what the whole thing's about, because like, why are we selling like, snitch shares to like, is this individual? This also like, you know, empower. That's what the brouhaha is about. And my opinion on it, what's new? You know, this is just another Monday. Yeah. But I did that breakdown for you guys, so you don't have to. Okay. We're going to move on to more entertaining things. Okay. Sarkodie dropped the championship mixtape. Yes, so. Yes, so. Championship mixtape now be droppy. And honestly, I called it. First two songs, basically, yeah, first three songs, because Bragg is in there. He's really talking his shit. He's telling people who he is. He's like, I'm sick of you hoes. Fuck you niggas. You know, like, he started on you guys. Like, I told you guys, I feel like he's in his, like, talk your shit era. He's trying to let you, because I keep saying my thing when it comes to Sarkodie is that I think that Michael is fully, like, he has a fully realized character of who he is and who he should be as a rapper, because he's very focused on evolving, right? And I feel like he, in his mind, what he gives you guys is where he believes he's at. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And some of you can agree and some of you can decide not to. I mean, what am I? I'm about to do this whole thing. I'm like, you guys, let him be. So let's get into it, okay? Honestly, right off, first two listens, my favorite was Confetti and X. Confetti and X, because I just really, really loved it, right? And I was having a conversation with Kwame, and Kwame was like, oh, he mentioned his favorites, and then he mentioned Amen. And I was like, I don't know. Aside the fact that Amen is how Beyonce ended Cowboy Carter, I was like, okay, work. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, Sarkodie is getting brown and beehive points for me. Because the last one, you remember on Bragg, I heard that line where it was like, me, myself, and I. Exactly. But anyway, a beehive tangent if I've ever seen one myself, guys. What was I even talking about? Here we go. This is what happens when I go on tangents, guys. This is so terrible. Anyway, when I saw Amen, I was like, okay, yeah, Cowboy Carter ends with Amen. And I guess maybe like, I didn't really like listen to it, but when Kwame said that, oh, that's one of his favorite songs, I went to listen to it, and now Amen is in my top three. It's Confetti, X, and Amen. Those are the songs. And I just want to get into Confetti, like, guys, listen. This guy started the song by saying, I probably got a lot of haters more than Donald Trump, but I don't give a fuck. I'm like, Sarkodie. Okay, I like it, braggadocery. I like the braggadocery in it. It is important. Hip-hop thrives on braggadocery. Girl, why do you think they got all this beef? You know, this line really got me, though. I like it because it's so sassy. It's like a clap back. It's very sassy. I'll see on this sack rabbit shoulder. I got to say no to drug abuse. I'll see on this sack rabbit shoulder about you got to say no to drug abuse. Jose, you're on hard drugs if you think you compare. Do not compare yourself to me. Sarkodie said, do not compare yourself to me. Una no rich. Una never rich. What are you talking about? Hey, I see on the sack, rub your shoulder. Gotta say no to drug abuse. And I really like this part where he goes like, Machiavelli, gumma pack is looking heavy. I like that flow. That's one thing that I've realized lately. Sarkodie does a lot of flow switches and it's always exciting. Like, it's exciting. It's on key and works. Like, Machiavelli, gumma pack is looking heavy. So laid back. So I was like, what the fuck? You know what? Machiavelli. Because I used to teach social theory back in college, and I know about Machiavelli and like the Machiavelli principle and all of that. So I'm just like, what is he talking about? So I just had to do like a quick sit down and go through things. And so when Tupac died, right, he was working on an album, and the album, I've forgotten the name of the album, but his name on that album was Machiavelli. It's like, you know, so I don't know what he's trying to say there. Machiavelli's principle is basically saying that, to acquire a state and maintain it, like, there has to be evil. Okay. He's become like infamous for this advice. Like, you know, there has to be some level of evil to maintain things. So I don't know. Is Sarkodie saying that he's in his Chun Li era? Call me the bad guy, Chun Li. Oh my God, I don't know, man. I don't know. So that's what I was gonna give you guys from Machiavelli. But yeah, I really like Confetti. I like that he's really talking his shit on this one. He's saying a lot of stuff. And I like it. I like it. It is the vibe that I want. And I called it, so I'm very excited by it. I actually also like X, like I said to you guys. I think that one of the things that makes me really like the song is Joey B. Ah, you guys know how I feel about Joey B. Joey B is such a great talent. He is one of the like most diverse genres are a funny concept, aren't they? That's Joey B. Joey B cannot be boxed in. He's great. And the way he starts the song and he's talking, he's got this accent, this very animated character going on. And he goes, talk to a mic. I mean, I like it. I like it. You know, the whole Michael thing, because you know that's how I call Zachary too, Michael. but yeah, I really like it. He's like, who the fuck is my competition? Sako de Wutamasu, Mitsuya 96, Industry Nachi, and that's what I'm trying to fix. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. He's trying to tell you that people have been trying to like, predict his failure, his end, his demise since 1996. People say, Wutamasu, since, and he's still here. And he's got a bigger charge. A charge I have to, a charge that I to keep, a soul to rectify, an everlasting, a fit is for the sky. Yeah. Or see industry, no. A charge, he has to keep it. Achia, imbuya, achia, he's gonna fix it. I like it. I like he's talking his shit. And then this nigga talk about drinking detox juice. I'm like, okay, girl. Is that a little fella McCaffrey summer there? I mean, that one's tea. But anyway, you know, this is a reach. This part is a reach. I probably tore a limb or two reaching. Please. Let's be guided. Okay. I also like, I pick up the pieces. You better believe it. I pick up the pieces. You better believe it. I cover myself with the blood. Oh my God. He was going in. I like it when the flows. I like it. And then he also said, take your LG. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of Hove and then there's a little bit of Drake. You know what I mean? Oh, and I think I actually forgot to mention, is it Confetti? He said he's just a different version of Hove with a different type of taste or something like that. And I said, what are you trying to say about Hove? And this confirms it for me. I've told you, Sakadi has been thinking that he's Jay-Z for a while now. And he said it. He said, I don't know what y'all want to say. But I really like, on X, I really like Joey B. Wayne goes, if niggas know they learn, who the fuck is gonna teach? I don't even know. All this shit is Gen Z. Fake is the new real, not enough. MCs, hand me the microphone and the church say, preach. Hello, Akubai, niggas that act hard. See me in real life. He go only back off. Hey, right here, bro. Pick up the pieces. Yeah, that part. Too many houses. Only one landlord. Hey, I'm sorry. It was really nice. This was an experience. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. Yeah, I enjoy. Ah, inke inga uninke lacho koni chamie eyegbeye. If you know, you know. Yeah. But also, I just wanted to say the song Trauma was very exciting for me because of this guy, Slim Kid. I went to look him up. He's an artist. He's got stuff out. Slim Kid was so good on this. His part really like captivated me. I was like, oh, okay, this is a talent. Great. Basically, on Loyalty, South Korea is saying that his friends ain't shit. Remember on Brag, he was talking about how people like would not, when he needed people the most, they would not reply his DMs and stuff like that. Well, he's talking about them niggas again. Okay, he said fake niggas. Yeah, basically, that's what Loyalty is. But Amen is a jam. Amen is actually an underrated Azonto bop. I can see it. If you follow the beat, the progression of the beat, if you follow it, you will get into it. And I think that's the key for really enjoying that song. And yeah, listen, guys, I really like this championship mixtape. It's very interesting. It's exciting. The thing about a mixtape is that it doesn't have a lot of pressure that an album has for promotion and stuff like that. But I hope this Sakadi really gets into his promo bag and talks about this mixtape extensively. I think it's a great way to push and promote the project because, I like what it does for the industry. I like what it does for the game. You know what I mean? And he's also talking, you know, somebody's out here talking about the niggas on Trauma. Talking about niggas going through shit, how it's hard to be a man, you know. I mean, we're fully aware that the patriarchy was put into place by men. So we're currently suffering at the hands of things that men sat down and decided for us. That's the thing. So a lot of the time it's giving Cry Me a River. You know, we were also not we're not the founding fathers, some of us. We're not the founding fathers, girls. So we allowed to agree because it do be hard. hard beat a man. Yeah, especially in this third world country and like in an extensive family system that we live in here in Ghana, West Africa. And you're easy. But I like it. I'm impressed by it. And hey, guys, we have an exciting episode coming up ahead. This is a Vox Pop episode that, you know, we love to do. It's very simple. We just wanted to find out, you know, a very simple question. And that's what went to the streets, the places, the functions, the events, the info, just to ask, what is something that happened to you in high school that you will never, ever forget? Stick and stay, we'll be right back.
You see, I was in my element. I was in my element when we were playing the other song, but, you know, I'm still feeling this one, though.
Bowley!
Last two. Don't sweat it. Gotta and grind, baby.
Last two.
Check it out.
Now you may kiss your bride. Oh, kiss your bride. You may kiss your bride. Oh, kiss your bride. Now you may kiss your bride. Oh, kiss your bride. You may kiss your bride. Oh, kiss your bride.
Hey, na madam for pine, we am you.
Oh, yeah,
no, we are Missica. Oh, we are Missica, no, I demi aqua. Cop shop, I could edit me, I'm Missica, and I could tell your mammy. So I am a papa. Can you imagine?
Ah. Oh, you don't have Gary and Nido. Let me go and buy some for you.
Oh, I am mobile break. No, I befriend me. I could be a motor Tony Amawa shop. No, I do music can be. I could tell the Amami.
We are interested, no? Robin Peter to pay Peter.
Yes, Robin Peter to pay
Peter. You know, Robin Hood, Nadia.
Until now, they are my wife.
One confronted that.
Oh, me confronted no.
How did you find out that he was the one that took the money?
Okay, you were before from the chain into the confession. Mu no car say.
Sir,
I know they hear me.
And these are my confessions.
So I went to Holy Child and in Tako. I was so pumped, ready to, like, you know, go see my boys in Ogasco. So I'm on the bus on our way to the stadium, and then the senior house mistress is on the bus, and she says, "Is XYZ on the bus?" And everybody turns to look at me because at this point I'm hiding at the back. She's like, "Get down."
Well, were you not supposed to be on the bus?
Apparently, I wasn't.
Why?
I was gated. I was apparently I was one of the bad girls that didn't need to go.
Apparently,
I have no idea.
What happened?
Let me see from. And the bus left me in the middle of Cape Coast.
What? Like they left you to walk back to school?
Yes. So the driver was like, "Oh, Miss Jamesti, don't worry, I'll be going back to the school. I'll drop her off." She was like, "No, leave her." So then they left me, and I had no money. So then I had to. So one of my friends threw a one CD note out of the bus, and then that's when I used it to make a call to my parents. And then they sent
one CD.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when you
many akasa many akola. So yeah, that's what happened.
I feel like this is abuse of power.
Yeah, and she felt it because you know what happened next, right?
No, what happened?
My dad came to the school, and that woman ended up begging me for the rest of the time I was in that school.
Hey, that's a Nollywood movie, oh, revenge.
So one senior in a different boarding house sent an SS1 boy to go and buy something from an illegal place for him. Another senior saw the SS1 boy and seized the money. The SS1 boy told him that, no, he's not buying for himself, he's buying from this guy in this house. Didn't mind, he still
took the money.
Took the money. He went to class and came back. Mm-hmm. When he came back, his trunk wasn't in the dorm.
The four-man boy?
No, that's the SS3 boy.
Okay.
His trunk wasn't in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
That's everybody. They said, the guy who sent the SS1 boy to go and buy the thing, whom he took the money, and he has come for his trunk and taken it to his house.
Wow!
He was upset.
So he was starting a war among the seniors.
He was upset. he went to that person's house. He too was a strong guy, but he knows in the school he's strong. He's going to fight. He went to the house. When he got there, that guy in that house, as a three boy, was there butt naked, standing there. He said, "If you're a man, come." If you're a man, come.
So what, he couldn't come go?
He couldn't go. The guy was naked standing in front of him. He couldn't go.
This is actually a good trick. It's a good trick because where will you hold? Everything is compromising, you know? Oh, that's a good story. But wait, is this, was your school a mixed school?
Yeah.
Okay, then I fully understand.
So, I got bodenized.
You got bodenized?
Yes.
For doing what?
Because I had to cover up for some friends to go out and go and look for a stolen phone. Yes, so they came back and instead of like telling their story and then leaving me because I was like a senior prefect, and to say Ombi Jamie fee story, and then they mentioned my name. And to me too, I mentioned other people's name, and then about 20 guys from my batch, because like we're the seniors in Naifi boarding house.
For how long?
Until we completed senior high school. That's like from second year, third term. That was when like we'll be handing over. And then we left.
So then that means that they didn't like you then, because you caused all of them to leave.
Oh, me, I was giving a lot of drama and I had the people on my side. So when I won the elections for senior prefect, it was like some of the teachers were against, say, no, it was supposed to go to this person. But this person to honors one straight, and I was the popular one, so I got the thing. See,
and then Syrian Eddie winning school prefect.
Oh, they be, it will be one when they moves and kaka kaka.
I know that's not what I'm even talking about. You called about 20 people to be debordenized.
Yes.
Sad guys in you now. Oh, no, didn't they want to kill you?
Me. Oh, they be. So the thing is, some of them wanted to, like, some of them felt, say, things could have gone, like, out of
hand.
Yes. Say, yeah, they would have expelled some people. Because,
debordenization. It's that one there is good.
Oh, yeah.
Sir. But we a snitch.
And yes, sir.
I'm not judging you. But just be self-aware.
I got suspended because I brought booze on campus, and there was this Criff girl, right? And she came, a bunch of black people are sitting there drinking their Cokes, laughing, and she just shows up and she's like, and they're like, "Hey, take a swig," and she's like, "Sure," and she takes a swig, and she's fine. And then one guy says, "Oh, there's booze in that," and instantly she gets drunk.
They come to the accident,
bro,
on spot.
Instantly she gets drunk. I go home. I'm thinking everything is cool. I get to school the next day. All my guys are like, "Oh, nigga, you're gonna get suspended."
So she reported that
she reported me, bro. That
I fed her alcohol.
Yes, my ass was home for 3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
And this is a school in Senegal.
And I had to do.
As a pastor's son, how did I meet?
I had to do morning devotion with my dad every day to repent.
Oh my God!
And I did. That's why I don't drink anymore.
When I almost died.
You almost died?
Yes.
What are the things?
You know that thing in high school where when you're sick, they don't want you to go home because they think that you're lying? Yeah. So I had malaria, and then I went to Abrigo to call her Froggy. That was the name of the nurse. I don't know why. Don't ask me why they were calling her Froggy.
Was it the voice or the looks?
I think it was the looks.
Silas.
But yeah, so she just gave me paracetamol and said, like, go for prep or whatever. And then in the evening, I got really, really sick. They took me to the sick bay. She tried to give me drip. They couldn't find my veins. And then I think they called my mom. And yeah, my mom came for me, took me to the hospital, and I had type 4 malaria.
Hey!
Yeah.
Type 4?
Type 4.
Further along.
Type 5 is the one that, like, you know, goes to your brain, apparently. So, yeah.
What was done to the teacher?
Nothing. It's, I went to a government school. They don't do nothing. Did you see that recently? Some girl, actually from the same school that I went to, she died. No repercussions.
Oh, okay.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Ban government schools.
Hey, Daddy.
Ban it.
Sunday. We break bounds Anybody where you go at disco, you know, shege, well, depending on the time you go at disco. We break bounce, we they walk for the Adisado village, the road in body. Random, one of our guys in Mommy, they drive, mind you, the guy they stay Accra. Where we they keep course? We they walk for the road in body? Where in Mommy randomly they drive by? Where she see her, she say, "Hey, is this what you are doing in school?" Like, what are the chances? That really bust my mind. Like, so from that time, the guy in Mommy just see her some bad boy. Meanwhile, if we they talk to, then he be wee wee.
You are the friends that they are worrying about.
Then he hardly, but yeah, Charlie, that fuck him up.
But he never asked his mother, "What were you doing in Cape Coast?"
Well, she didn't owe him. She didn't owe him an explanation.
I was in the science class, and then I wanted to do business, so I changed to business in Form 2. And when I did that, when I went to the business class, the first term, my position was number 40. And it's something I've never experienced in my life. And the next term, I was in the top 5. And the final year, I was first all 3 terms. Yeah, so I'll never forget that number 40.
You seem to have a competitive spirit.
Yes. It's off-brand for me to lose. To lose, yeah.
Does it have any downsides being this competitive?
No, it keeps me propelled, and that's why I'm achieving.
Propelled?
Yeah. So,
like a fan.
I had a crush on the senior, and the senior punished me for it.
And that's what you never forget?
No, because the reason why he punished me was unnecessary. He made me, like, sleep on the floor in the dining hall and then packed all the pantries.
On top of you?
Yeah.
Like a tray?
Yeah. So I'll never forget that. Yeah. But there were other events, but I think that one, yeah, sits on top.
Interesting.
I think final year, so I didn't come to school early. You know, you're a senior,
yeah,
so
senior,
you come home, you come to school early, you stay home. So I spent a month in the house. That time I was sick for 2 weeks. And the following week, I was like, we've not started anything, so I'll just wait. I came back and then I came around 4. So it was getting to
closing.
Yeah, and then very soon we'll be going for prep. I didn't even go back to the dorm to even pack my things. I was just chatting outside. So I decided not to go for prep.
Hey.
So I was
senior.
I was inside doing my packing and they locked the house, so we're inside. Everyone knows me. I'm always quiet. I'm not this stubborn girl.
Really?
And then our house mistress came in. We didn't even realize she was in the house. And then we heard these screams and all the shouting. So we went to hide. Lucky for us, the room we hid inside, it was locked. So we just opened and locked it. So after they've written the names and everything, thought she's gone, we just came out and we met her in front of the door. So we're standing there, she was like, "Wow." She saw me and she was like, "Wow, you?" And then I kept quiet. The next morning, our names were mentioned at assembly. We were supposed to clean the ladies' loo. And I was like, "Oh my God. First time." But then it was an experience I'll never forget. Hey!
So this was final year, right? So then, in final year, preparing for what's, you're not going to class.
people are like just like having fun and chilling. So then my house master was my dad's friend, so like he was my protocol back in school. Your house master always like your friend takes care of your protocol, right?
Uh-huh.
And he used to know me as a good boy. Like as for me, I will not do anything outside the rules. Like I won't.
You never break the law.
I will never break the law. So one time, my friends will stay back in the dormitory, don't go to class. And I was like, oh, let me just try it one time. As for this one, they like they do it. Every day I come back and they are sleeping, they are there. So then this one, that day, that particular day, decided to just come to the dormitory, to just come in, do random inspection. This man came, he came upstairs, I was in upper dorm, he had a key, because I was like, I had a key to the dormitory, to the rooms.
Okay.
And I was a perfect at that time.
Uh-huh. So you were perfect?
No, but then my friend was a perfect. So like, I was like,
Privilege,
yes.
Okay.
So I was just there in the prefect's room, we were asleep. This man came, he just opened the door. Like, we didn't even hear, All I heard was lashing. So he started from the person goes to the door. So he lashed the first person, woke
everybody out.
Then he's like, nobody's gonna sleep. So you know he will lash you. So this man came to me, he said, hey. He just looked at my face. The way he lashed me, see, I wanted to cry.
Why did you say you were sick?
Oh, no. Like, now, like, what? He won't take any excuse. He won't take it. So he lashed us. Then, can you imagine? He said that we should go to his house, go wait for him. Went there. Then he gave us a plot of land to read, right? And I don't know how to read. Just, I don't know how
in
to
your
read.
Final year.
So I went to the doctor's reporting form and I'm not supposed to do hard labor. So then this man was like, today, and he and my father, they knew that it wasn't, you know, so
true,
like, yeah, because
okay.
I just didn't want to. It's like, today you will read. So he gave me a catalog, he made me read, he took videos and sent it to my father. Just see, when I go home, that's one thing I'll never forget. Like, the video is still there. It's still there. So my father's phone, like, the video is still there. So that's one thing I don't think I'll ever forget.
I was in secondary school, and then we had this place where it was called Jamaica. I went to a Bree Girls.
Okay.
It was called Jamaica, and we used to buy, like, potatoes and stuff.
Potatoes? So once,
yeah, potatoes, fried potatoes and fish.
It's a French fries.
Atomo. Atomo, what's Atomo? So anyways, so we went to buy the atomo, and we're not allowed to. It's like a restricted.
Yes, can't prescribe, yes.
You want to be gone? The pastor, I didn't know that. Yeah, you didn't respond. Continue.
It's a part of my past that I just want to
read. Oh no, don't do that, girl.
I will give advert.
Sorry.
And then what happened?
So then the headmistress came to actually meet us.
Oh no, not chill.
Oh
my god.
Yeah.
What happened?
We went there and she suspended us. We did internal suspension.
Mom go class.
We didn't go to class. You know what we did?
What?
We pushed the incinerator.
Ooh.
I kid you not. Very traumatized.
And I'm boy of fit girls. Don't be a fit girls.
I was nominated for worst dress.
What was this? Was this an award ceremony?
No. So you know, like the yearbook, the categories.
Oh, where did you go to high school?
Wesley Girls High School.
Wesley Girls. And I'm your yearbook.
Yeah, I guess for my year we did one. I think. Yeah, we ended up doing one.
And they had a category for worst dress.
They sure did.
Tell me, you know what's your uniform?
So after school, you get to wear your house clothes.
What do you want for sports and court?
Exactly, because I was like, that's nowhere I'm going to show off.
But like, was this like at the end of like when you were a senior that you were nominated?
Yes.
So girl, into what school? No, first year, who say fashion? Girls name a fashion. So they wear in Kenya.
No, I'm like, that's nowhere I'm going to waste my outfits.
And
no.
They accept your award in peace.
No, exact. Well, in the end, I think that it was scrapped. Like, they didn't do that category anymore.
Okay.
But to this day, I have beef with everyone, all those people who nominated me.
Do you know all the people who nominated you?
I actually got intel of people.
A few of them.
Who nominated me.
Have you confronted them?
No, I don't confront them, but, like, they know. Like, when I see them, they know that I'm not checking for them. Like,
you're standing on business, and I love it. And they're girls. If you listen to this podcast, hey. Please keep dying there. Please keep dying there. Kwame, cut that shit out.
Yeah,
All right, people, we're back, and it's time for me to give you my 2 cents on the matter. I know. You know, I feel like I've spoken so much about my high school, you know, because when I look at the material that I did for my stand-up comedy and how much of, you know, AIS was ingrained in that. And then we did this question and I'm like, I've literally told you guys all the things that happened to me that I'll probably always remember, you know, like definitely losing out on that election is something that I will always remember. That whole process of like being chosen and then like having to go to vetting, having to be interested in writing a manifesto and acting like I, you know, that whole process was very interesting to me. I would always remember that. Definitely that. Also had so many great moments like singing in the choir. And, you know, the AIS choir at the time, we'd always be going up and down. We really did roam. I'm not even going to lie. And we met a lot of people. You know, I made a joke about singing over a casket. Yeah. One time we went to sing, at a very important person's, funeral. And, you know, we'd get solos and stuff. My favorite things were our carols, our December events where we do like carols, nice and what, we used to do different versions of like, is it pa-ra-pa-pum-pum? I can't even remember, but like, I don't know, my entire high school experience, it's, let me see. Let me try to see if I can dig out something. Can I? I feel like I've said everything. I remember this one. Okay. So there's a girl in my school. Okay. She was like really nice, you know, regular girl. I even used to have like some inside jokes with her when I see her, like, one time she went to prayer union SU. You know how we used to do SU right before prep. So we go, they read the scripture, they pray for a little bit, and then everybody disperses and they go to their classrooms. One time I didn't go to SU and we had a lot of screaming and shouting, and they had said that this girl had been attacked by, I don't know whether I got attacked, it was like a demon. I said demon, like she was just, you know, talking and everything. And I don't know, you know, after that day, she just wasn't herself. She wasn't herself to the extent that one time apparently she snapped back at a teacher in the middle of a class or something, and like she went home for a long time. And when she came back, she was just like really different. There was just something a little different about her that wasn't there. Like there was something missing from before. You get what I'm trying to say? But yeah, that was very weird for me because it made me question a lot of things. I'm like, spiritual attack, or like, was it something else? And you know, the older that I got, every time I think about it, I'm now like, I'm peeling layers and thinking of what it could be. But you know, back then they really had us, spiritual attack. It was very scary. I think this is one of those things that like, it just made me aware of that side of things being in high school. Oh yeah, so yeah, I guess that's one of the things I would never forget. That and that, among many other things, a plethora of things, because you know my life was lit. Anyway, guys, it's now time for us to get into our listener letter. Yes, that's the part of the episode where you write into us, tell us your dilemmas, your kerfuffles, whatever it is that you're dealing with, and we will try to help you because you know what it is. Okay, guys, the listener letter. I am excited. Are you? Let's get it. All right, we're back now, and it's time for us to do our listener letter. Listen, this episode, the listener letter, no, I have a friend, or should I say a friend? No, an old classmate, back in high school, since we're doing high school, and his name was Paddy Yoyo. Anyway, Paddy Yoyo, I really like that name so much. So we're going to be calling this one Paddy Yoyo, okay? So Paddy says, hello, Joe. No long things. Of course, no long things. I recently moved into an apartment building. It's been 3 months, and while it's been a tough ride, I'm trying hard to settle into my new independent life. One of my new neighbors is an older woman, and she's always asking me to help her with something. One time, it was changing her tire before work because she had a flat tire when she was about to go to work. Can you imagine? I'm sorry, I'm about to like... on a work week. Another time, it was opening the gate when she came home at night because she was too tired. Last weekend, she asked very nicely that I help her take her groceries inside because we have stairs. She got my number from the group chat, and it's been one thing or the other. I was only trying to be nice, but it seems she's taking advantage. I did not escape my mother's errands to come and become her houseboy. Charlie, how can I handle this? I think she's in her early 50s, and I don't want to be rude. But yo, newsflash, y'all gonna have to be rude. You have to be rude. I'm sorry, you have to be rude. No. She's clearly... No, wait. Does she live alone? If she's in her 50s, like... Where's the husband? Okay, let's say she didn't get married. Where are her kids? Where are her cousins, niece, nephew? Does she live alone? I'm guessing the answer is yes. That's why she's always asking you for a favor or something. But let me tell you something. And probably, you know what? If you probably ask your other neighbors, right, who also live in the same building, they will probably tell you that, hey, wait, I'm not here. You know, you have to be rude to her. 1, 2, 3, no ejai. I mean, Lumba said it. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, the book of Moses, 6, 7, 8, 9, the book of Moses, Omfendiagro. But yo, we're very simple. Ofrewa menfa. Cause that's her primary means of communicating with you, right? She got your number from the, your friend is saying, tenants group chats, and she's been calling you. Stop picking. It's really that simple. Stop picking a call. And I know you're thinking that, if I don't pick, I'll run into her outside or on the stairs. And then what's happening? If you run into her, you run into her. What's the worst that will happen? Tell me, what is the worst that will happen? Hey, you, the last time I called you, you didn't pick. And so what? And so what? You listen, when you are even talking to girls that you don't want to talk, you give them excuses. How much more 50-year-old man? I won't even say errand didn't offer. What's your name? Oh, auntie, I missed your call. I was in the bathroom. Sorry, eh? I'm even laughing because I'm feeling like now, like if she realizes that she's not getting you through the phone call, she might even come and knock on your door and things like that. You know, I hope you have a peephole so you can see that, okay, who is at the door before you go and open it. Listen, it's really that simple. Stop picking her calls. If you're an avoidant person and you really don't like confrontation, stop picking her calls. Yeah. After the third time, she probably should get the memo and like, because you just moved in 3 months ago. Before you moved in, who was doing all of that for her? Do you know what I'm trying to say? And I know. I too live in an apartment building. I too, when I get to the gates, no matter what time it is, me PM about 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I have to get down, open the gate, drive in, close the gate. Like, I know what it feels like. It's very stressful. It's very tiring. It's very annoying. But I don't be calling my neighbors at all times, asking them to come and open my gates for me. Why does she feel like she's entitled to do that? Do you call her auntie? Don't call her auntie, you. Don't call her auntie's parts. This whole extended family situation by force, no relation, but everybody's auntie, uncle, auntie, uncle. They say, auntie is calling you. Auntie said, come and do this. Auntie said, come and do that. You can't say no. Eh? What is your problem? If you're an avoidant person, don't pick the call. But if you're not the avoidant person, I would say have a conversation. That would need me. Make an open and honest conversation. You say, you know what? I don't want to be rude, but I feel like, oof, from it too much. Oof, from it a bit too much. A tabby. Maybe once a month, I can help you out. But like, you cannot call me 3 times in a week. So remember, why didn't me to mchenko school? Me down on your name. Hey, I didn't. If you do me, what I was saying, ma. You know, this is why a lot of people just walk around with like a resting bitch face. This is why a lot of people are rude. Like, not say rude, but they like, they just smile. Because, you know, we live in this country where everybody's expecting, oh, good afternoon. Me personally, I remember when I was a spring chicken teenager. And, you know, I used to greet people quite a lot because, you know, you're supposed to do that. And I don't know. One time I was passing by and I greeted somebody and the person ignored me. I just feel like, you know, sometimes you don't want to be spoken to. You're just like in that mood where you just want to go. And I generally assume everybody's in that mood. If you greet me, I'll greet you back. You know what I mean? And sometimes even body language, like, okay, as you are walking towards the person, is the person smiling? What's the mood? You know, by the time you get near the person, then you can tell whether you should say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. But basically, this is the reason why some people are just walking around with the resting bitch face, because you don't want to welcome any unnecessary thing. Oh, smiley kakrain, see you who oh, abe mu about your bra, why, crotchy, hey, bra, come, oh, come and help your auntie, come and help your mother, come and help your, hey, auntie, no. Padi yo, I'm telling you, if you're an avoidant person, don't pick her calls anymore. Let's see which other new way she's going. Because if she leaves you a text message, you can always leave it on read. You know, if you want to go the extra mile, you can remove your read receipts, hoping that in her 50s, she doesn't know all of that. You know, technology may be, you know, what's your idea? But like I said, if you feel like you're going to run into her outside and things like that, you don't want it to get awkward, my dear, and ekpemu. You don't even have to like have the conversation. I'm saying have the conversation, but I can understand this is the Ghanaian adults. That conversation probably won't go anywhere. And they might even call your parents and bring it into question. Well, you know, all those kind of things. No, actually, imagine you have this conversation and she brings things like that and said, do you pull fights? Exchange of words, can cry no one enough in here. I declare war. Say with him. I declare war. What's some quantum? Hey. Pempe, what's in the pempe? What's tie your flat time and frame? Auntie, you're too quantum. I don't know, buddy. I'm giving you like so many options here, okay? You can ignore the call. You can have a conversation and tell her that it's a bit too much, Ali. You're like, I don't get it. Because, you know, if you're living with your parents, you know, sometimes your parents don't even like to see you in a comfortable position. You have, it's a lazy day. What the hell? No, ni have, kwabna! The fire remote in mami. Kwabna! But that would be back. Like, you know, and then you finally move out and you're like, yeah, now I can just be naked in my house, you know, just be lying down. Then now auntie from downstairs is calling you. I'm sorry, like, you didn't sign up for it. You're not paying rent to perform extra labor. You know, it's bad enough that you have to work and get money and pay electricity and all these kind of things. And now you're performing labor for auntie downstairs. These are the real questions. Does she do anything for you in return? Because honestly, quid pro quo, you know, scratch my back, I scratch yours. If she's cooking and calling you, I've done this to you, come for it. I've done this soup, come for it. You know, I went to the market and I saw this get. And she's asking for all these favors. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But like, you're getting nothing out of it. And all she's doing is always calling you. Padi yo yo, Febufo, Shiano. Frown your face. Pemu. Is it Pemi or Pemu? I don't even know. I don't know that. Look, this is my advice for you. If you guys are listening to this and you have anything to say, you know what to do. Sound off in the comments. Hashtag Sincerely Accra, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, if you're brave. I always say that because, you know, TikTok people are very feisty. They like to tussle. You know what I mean? But like, leave your comments. Let's know what can Padi Yo-Yo do to dissuade, auntie from downstairs or upstairs, from, you know, taking advantage of his labor and his youth. I don't know what it is. But anyway, guys, that's our listener letter for today. If you've got a question, you know what to do. Send us a DM on Twitter or Instagram. And I could be, you know, answering your letter and giving you some advice. It could be anything, guys. I don't only answer questions on sex. Please do not confuse this podcast with Sex and Sanity. Okay? Same network, different focus. We'll be right back to do the shout outs. Padi Yo-Yo, take my advice. Thank you.
ASEM awesome. Obeda Antem. Africa. Ghana. Africa. Ghana. She. Wow. Get the body job. So, Pigaro. The way she did do the dance, so Pigaro. Eh? Pigaro. I wanna take you home, so we go Pigaro. Pigaro 1, Pigaro 2. Pigaro 3, Pigaro 4. Pigaro 5, Pigaro 6. Do the Pigaro, baby, do it like this. I go club where I see some chick, she dey dance like machine gun. You get AK-47 for your ass, so you dey move like. I try dance to one, but they are no fit. I ask some say, wait, can't dance be this. She say, Pigaro, Pigaro. I say, wait,
All right, we're back. Listen, and it's time for us to do our shout outs. Ooh, it's been such a great episode. Such a fun episode. Oh, I'm tizzy heezy. Yeah, this week I want to give my shout out to, I think it's Caleb. Okay, I met you at the Lancaster Hostel. Oh, sorry, Mr. Hostel. Lancaster Hotel in Kumasi. Yes, I met you at the Lancaster Hotel in Kumasi. And yeah, he works at the bar. It's, I don't know. It's Caleb. I think it's Caleb. Caleb, please. If it's not Caleb, at least I was thinking of you. Remember I told you I would do it. You said I wouldn't do it, but I did it. This is your shout out. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Sam, who invited me over to his party. It was a really nice party. Thank you so much. It was AUD. And he was like, everyone should dress Ghani. And it was nice. It was really great. Shout out to all of you guys. Y'all are really cool. I wanted to say, guys, could you please, those of you that love us, if you love us dearly, could you please, you know, spend some time to, like, you know, watch our YouTube videos? Because, you know, audio is still raining out here, okay? Y'all audio numbers are great, but just, like, watch our videos a little bit. You know what I mean? We're trying to grow our YouTube. We need to get extra income, you know, currently. You know, so show us some love, subscribe to the channel, watch, leave a comment, put somebody on, because, you know, I always say, like, if you know it's a good time, why are you hoarding it? Like, let people also be on the fun. You know what I mean? And that's why I will always implore you guys to be checking for Cecilia Crowd, because it's always a good time on here. And that's what it is, period, guys. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asantiofori. Uh-huh. And the Gold Coast Report, that's the GCR network everywhere. Plethora of podcasts that you can listen to, get into. Come on, guys. And once again, my name is Joseph Inti, the host of the Sincerely Accra podcast. We are happy that you came. If this is your first one, I'm sure you loved it and you're going to stay. If it doesn't work for you, I promise you, listen to it again, unclench your asshole, and it might work for you this time around. Okay? Keep checking for us. It's Sincerely Accra, and you know it's bound to be a good time. Kwame, give it to them. Bobby Dean Benson. The Highlander. Sasa Fufobia, but Susanna was so to alarm by Jamaudo. It be a fight, so break and cry. And I tweet, never saw Sasa. Well, won't Sadiana Zawala. Media message to sell one by some because a lamp by the Sasa and Thai. A lamp by a lamp by Sasa Shadow Women Moon Cramp. Or Bartai, and I dream your way sweet. Have a seat and dab your feet. New hits from heaven. Who say move me and eat? Smell for me. Can you see me today? And yes, I tell you that never. We are tears as a rich crab. Never drop in time for such a time when I think you bear me and yes, you do me and I do you do good. You see me boom boom. Now see me every step we move. So the winner no no. Beauty at the firm firm stop. Pull on so you a ho. A woman take a side to you boom boom. Boom boom. We not having this clip. 100. Have a nice trip. I yell that you are so hip hip hip. Hooray! Monster, I love my Caesar. I love my Monster, I love my Caesar. I love my Monster, I love my Caesar. I love
Oh, sayo, da da da, da. Gold Coast Report production.